Will Joe Burrow play against the Los Angeles Rams on Monday Night Football? Or will it be Jake Browning getting the start as the Bengals get ready to host Monday Night Football here at Paycor Stadium? Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Enquirer Studios overlooking Paycor Stadium with Bengals Beat Podcast producer and staff photographer Sam Green. And as always, there is plenty to talk about with this Bengals team, but this week seems like there's even more to discuss, and we're going to get right to it here, and we're going to talk about all the different scenarios and what's really at play here in the decision-making process for the Bengals as they try to get to the bottom of what exactly is going on with Joe Burrow's calf injury and if he's going to be able to play or if he needs to be sidelined, how long is that going to take? So having slept on this for a couple of days, I've had a lot of thoughts, and there's been a lot of people that have said what they would want to do in this situation or what they think the Bengals should do. And the reality is this is really up to a couple people, and that is it's Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, and the Bengals front office and the Bengals medical staff who are really involved here. And I am not going to, on this podcast, get into what I think the Bengals should do. To me, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. I think that there's only a couple people, as I just mentioned, that know exactly how bad Joe Burrow's calf injury really is. So what I want to do on this podcast episode is really talk through the scenarios and what goes into the decision-making process, because I think there's a couple of things that haven't been mentioned that much right now that are important when you think about this decision. Because although it's week three, this is a massive game for the Bengals. They have not started the way that they hoped to, and you can talk about all the different factors that have gone into that, but the bottom line is the Bengals are 0-2, and 0-3, that's a season killer. And I went back and looked through the numbers of how many 0-3 teams have made the playoffs, and since the NFL expansion in 1979, only six teams have made the playoffs after starting 0-3. The last team to do it was the Houston Texans in 2018. And that's why I say, although it's week three and you never like to say that early on in the season, the season's over, if the Bengals fall to 0-3, you're looking at a whole different scenario than you are at 1-2. And that's just the reality of this. And if you don't think that that's going to be factored in this decision, you're missing the point, because we had a chance to talk to defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo this week, and he was asked, is this a must-win game? And his response, I don't really like to say any game is a must-win game, but he said, with urgency, we got to win. And that's exactly what the Bengals know that they need to do, because this hole that they've created for themselves, yes, last year they were able to find their way out of it after starting 0-2. That was more of a something that doesn't happen often as opposed to something that happens often. Because even if you look at the statistics about an 0-2 start, even that is 11% of teams that start 0-2 end up making the playoffs. So yes, the Bengals went against the percentages and all of that and figured it out and found a way to right the ship and go on the win streak that they did last year. But this year is a different year, and I'm not here to say that they can't do it. You never know with this team, and I've learned that, like, when they have Joe Burrow, you can never really fully expect what's going to happen. But that's the thing. Joe Burrow's health is different than it was at this time last year, and that is something that is certainly going to be the biggest factor in what this team can and cannot do. But this decision for if he's going to play on Monday Night Football, it's a big one, because the Rams are a good team. They have surprised a lot of people that, you know, they didn't have a lot of players outside of Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, and those guys that you really knew of. A lot of their players are younger first-round first players, first-year players, second-year players, and they've caught a lot of people by storm, and they went into Seattle and they beat Seattle in week one. Matthew Stafford looked awesome. He played great. And week two, they went toe to toe with the San Francisco 49ers, who are one of, if not the best team in the NFC. So they're going to be ready to go for this Monday night football game against the Bengals. And the Bengals aren't just going to be able to go out there and play how they have the last 2 weeks and beat the Rams. They're going to have to play better. Well, can they play better with Joe Burrow's status, what it is? That's what we're going to talk about today. So to me, there's really only two scenarios here for the Bengals. And right now, the people that know what's going on with Joe Burrow is a very small circle. It's going to be Joe, Zach Taylor, the front office at the Cincinnati Bengals, and their medical staff. And those people are going to get together and make a decision that's best for Joe Burrow, not just right now, but long term. Because this calf injury, you would hate to see become an even bigger issue down the road for Joe Burrow. You just made him one of the highest paid players in the NFL, and you didn't do it just for one season. That is for the next couple of years. And of course, Patrick Mahomes topped Joe Burrow recently as the highest paid player in the NFL. But before that, he was the highest paid player in the NFL. And you don't make that type of investment in someone just for a year. It's for multiple years. And they figure with him, they're going to be in contention every year. And that's why how they handle this is really important. So here's the first scenario, in my opinion, as for what the Bengals are considering. If Joe Burrow, and as Zach Taylor said, you have to take him at his word. You're relying on Joe to tell the doctors, to tell the coaching staff what he feels. What are his limitations? What does he feel like is feeling best? How does he really, truly feel? Only he knows that. And you have no reason to believe that he wouldn't tell the people that need to be involved in this decision exactly how he's feeling. Of course, he's a competitor. He's going to want to play and play through it. But he's got to be honest, because it's his health here that's on the line. And if he's not really going to be able to put the team in a position where he can still make plays, then that would be the decision that they need to make as far as, do we go with Jake Browning? So let's go back to what I'm talking about with the first scenario. And that is Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow, and the Bengals medical staff meet. And Joe says, I'm feeling much better. I acknowledge that I might have spooked a lot of people on Sunday when I said I tweaked it and it was really sore. And on Monday, Zach Taylor said he's sore. And I had a chance to see him walk through the locker room, and he was not wearing a boot, which to me is an encouraging sign, because when he first strained his calf back on the second day of training camp, he was on a scooter because they didn't want to put any weight on his leg. So for him to not be in a boot, I think, is an encouraging sign. And here's the thing with a soft tissue injury like this calf injury. It's gonna be nagging probably throughout the rest of the season, because realistically, sometimes calf strains can take up to 2 months to fully heal. Yes, he had 5 weeks to heal it, but it might have needed more time. And that's the tricky part. Just when you think you're good, it finds itself back in saying to you, actually, we need some more time. So when the Bengals are making this decision, first they have to find out from Burrow, how are you feeling? And tell us, be honest with us. So Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow and Bengals medical staff get together, and Joe says, I'm feeling good. I think I can play. And then here's the next question. What are your physical limitations? As you've seen through the first two weeks, he's had some physical limitations. You haven't seen him be able to be as mobile as he usually is, and you've seen him not really be able to step into some of the throws you're used to him doing. Well, you can win that way, in my opinion, but only if the medical staff signs off and says, he cannot hurt this calf even worse. And that's the most important decision that the Bengals have got to get to the bottom of. Is this strain, there's grade levels for strains, where is it? And can it get worse if he continues to play? If it can get worse, then you have a discussion with Joe and medical staff and say, realistically, how much time off would he need to be able to get it to full strength. If they say he can't hurt it worst, quarterbacks play through injuries all the time. You saw Patrick Mahomes play through a significant ankle injury in the playoffs last year. Joe's played through some pain. That's just how it is. But they have to consider, can it hurt him more long term? And I'm sure everyone is going to put his health first. And that's the most important thing they can do in this situation. But I still do think that the Bengals can win with a limited Joe Burrow because of how accurate he is. And the run game has been good enough over the last two games. So I think that if, as long as you say it can't get any worse, he's just going to have to deal with some discomfort, Zach Taylor and Brian Callahan can call a game where they're able to get the ball out of his hands faster. If he can't connect on some of those deep balls, they will find a way. I'm sure of it. There's plenty of smart people in that Bengals facility that if, as long as it says you can't hurt it worse and Joe wants to do it, then I think they're gonna try and let him play. And for those that just think that, well, they should just sit him for a week and see where he's at after that, my question to that is, what is 1 week going to do? Because like I mentioned, strains sometimes take up to 2 months. So there's no telling that if you sit him against the Rams, that he's going to be ready to go against the Titans. And then you are getting yourself into a wormhole of when exactly do you predict and project on him when he can come back. I think this is going to be a day-to-day, week-to-week decision-making process. And although, you know, that makes things complicated, that's what's going on right now. So that's situation one, is that Joe Burrow is good enough to play. He feels good enough. He wants to. The doctors say he can't hurt it worse. The Bengals figure out a game plan to match what he's able to do with knowing he's going to have some limitations. And the Bengals defense plays a ton better. And really, they can lean on Joe Mixon in the run game. And they're able to get a win against the Rams, knowing we got to find a way to win. Zach Taylor always says, you know, going back to that game against the Raiders 2 years ago, we knew that we were going to have to win in a different way. They knew they were going to have to really run the ball. That could be what they do here. If he is able to play, they can say as a team, look, we know we're not going to have the Joe Burrow that we've had in years past, but we can still win and we can still save our season. Defense is going to have to step up. The run game is going to have to do even better. And the receivers are going to have to continue to make plays. And I think the Bengals have a good enough roster that they could do it if that is the scenario that is dealt. Okay, let's talk about scenario number two. And that is Joe Burrow's calf injury is not progressing well enough. And the doctors say he could be in jeopardy of hurting it worse. And he himself doesn't feel good about playing. And that is when you would say, let's roll with Jake Browning and see what we can do. As I just mentioned, you're supposed to have a really good defense. You're supposed to have a good run game. Can you win with Jake Browning just controlling the game? They'll have to see. And, you know, all of us will wait and see on that. You don't know about Jake Browning enough to say, yeah, I think they can win. All you have to do is lay out the options, and that would be scenario number two. But here's the caveat to scenario number two. As I just mentioned, you say, we're going to sit you down for this week. It is not as simple as to say he's going to sit out one game and he'll be back. The Bengals are going to have conversations about like the likelihood of if he sits, how long does he need to sit out for? And that could be a couple weeks. It could be a couple months. There is no guarantee with this calf right now. It's a lot of projections and based off of how he is feeling. So for those people that have said, just put Joe on IR, you do not do that until you know that he is for sure going to be out at least 4 weeks. If he is still on a week-to-week basis, you don't put him on IR. That extra roster spot isn't important enough. If you can maybe after a great week, Joe Burrow feels great and says, I can go. You don't want to do the IR situation if it's going to be a week-to-week situation with him, which I think it is going to be. And that is the scenario with the IR. So you sit him for 1 week, it could be more. And that's the thing. It's not as easy just to say, we'll sit you for the Rams game, the Titans game, the Cardinals game, and the bye week. Because, as I mentioned before, he had 5 weeks where he rested it and did nothing and still came back and it re-aggravated. So I think this is definitely going to have to be a week-to-week thing, which I know isn't awesome for Bengals fans to want to hear right now, but that's just how the cards have fallen this year. It is certainly no one's fault. It's just bad luck. Injuries happen. And this one is just one that hasn't quite gotten away from Burrow. And so now it's all about what can the Bengals do around him to play better, to raise the level of play so that the quarterback, even if he's limited, can still win you games. Because I really do think that even on a limited day for Burrow, he can still lead this team to wins. But everybody else has got to play better. So those are your two scenarios. Bengals medical staff gives a thumbs up. He can't hurt it worse. Burrow gives a thumbs up. I want to play. Zach Taylor and Brian Callahan go back, formulate a game plan with his limitations, and the Bengals try and win in a different way. Or scenario number two, you sit him this week, you roll the dice with Jake Browning, and then next week you're having the same conversation, and who knows, it could end up being he misses 1 week or he misses multiple weeks. We don't know, and we will be here every week to bring the latest on what's going on with that. But that's really the crux of what's going on with Burrow. And as I mentioned, we will hear from Joe Burrow tomorrow. It is his day to talk, and the extra day with the Bengals playing on Monday Night Football really helps in this scenario because it gives Burrow one more day off. And even if a Wednesday is typically a lighter day, you give Burrow that day off too. And then Friday, which is the Thursday where they install the game plan, and that's really their like most stressful practice day, that could be your measuring stick day. And so I think it's going to be a couple days before, you know, so I'm bracing for Zach Taylor to really leave this one up in the air. And I think that's truly going to be what it is. So that's where we're at with the Bengals and Joe Burrow. The game against the Rams is a big one, as I mentioned, and I think that the Bengals, if Burrow is able to go, I still think that they can beat the Rams and save this season. But they gotta pick it up because the odds are not in their favor if they fall to 0-3. Only six teams since the NFL merger have gone on to make the playoffs starting 0-3. The last team to do it, the Houston Texans in 2018. So big difference between 0-2 and 0-3. 0-2 is not good, but the Bengals showed last year that they can get past it. But you were dealing with a healthy Joe Burrow. So there's a lot at stake in this game. It's a really important game for the Bengals, even though it's week three. In my opinion, it is a must-win game. So Joe Burrow, what he's able to do and not do is going to be the biggest talk of town because this game is that important. And the game on Monday is a big game for the city of Cincinnati. Boomer Esiason and Chad Ochocinco are going to be going into the Bengals Ring of Honor. It's going to be an electric atmosphere at Paycor Stadium. So will Burrow play or not will be the biggest question, but that is pretty much all I got to talk about on this podcast because everything else right now doesn't seem like it is that big of a deal compared to the exclamation point around the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback's health right now. So that's where I'm going to leave it. And I'll get into more of a breakdown of the Rams versus the Bengals, the Super Bowl rematch, what's at stake there. But I just really wanted to break down that scenario with Joe Burrow and provide a little bit more clarity into the decision-making process there. All right, that's it for this episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. Be sure to follow along Cincinnati.com this week. As I mentioned, we will be following this Burrow story all week. And we'll also have more stuff on the other matchups in this game. Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, two players the Bengals are very familiar with. Rams are playing well. They surprised a lot of people going into Seattle winning that game. They went toe-to-toe with the San Francisco 49ers. So lots to discuss. So be sure to keep it on Cincinnati.com. All right. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I'll talk to you guys next week.